Madam President, Director General, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to congratulate the President and the officers of the 64th World Health Assembly on their election. I would like to express our appreciation to the Director General of the priority given to non-communicable diseases in the general discussion. These diseases present a considerable and increasing challenge to health globally. The Action Plan for the Global Strategy for the Prevention and Control of NCDs focuses on four non-communicable diseases that represent 60% of deaths annually, mainly cardiovascular diseases, diabetes, cancers, and chronic respiratory diseases. The Action Plan pays attention to four major behavioral risk factors for these diseases, two of which are physical inactivity and unhealthy diets. In recent decades, changes in living and working conditions and leisure activities have led to less physical activity and less physical labor. At the same time, we've seen a rise in the prevalence of associated biological risk factors like overweight and obesity. In Europe, the rate of obesity has more than doubled in most countries over the past 20 years, and more than half of the total adult population is now overweight and obese, and Iceland is the no exception. This is a major public health concern that might suggest higher disease burden and healthcare costs in the future. Madam President, most countries envisage serious challenges from non-communicable diseases, challenges that are disproportionately distributed both between and within countries. The World Health Statistics 2011, released last week, shows that many countries are facing a double burden of disease, a burden not only from chronic diseases, but also from infectious diseases. Recently, the European region has been confronted with alarming negative developments concerning communicable diseases, like measles and polio. This is a serious development, as it not only poses threat to European countries, but to other regions as well. This is a complex issue, but it is apparent that Europe must examine its vaccination programs for successful infectious disease control in the region. Madam President, to meet the challenges of growing burden of diseases, we need to strengthen our health system and get more value from national health policies, strategies, and plans. We therefore support the development of a common framework for improved health outcomes. Furthermore, as a result of the financial crisis, we have experienced constraints on our financial resources, but at the same time a greater need for transparency in decision making, more effectiveness of the healthcare system, and more value for money from the healthcare spending. Madam President, this month marks the beginning of the United Nations Decade of Action for Road Safety, where countries have committed to take further measures to reduce road accidents. The Government of Iceland has planned several actions in relation to the decade, one of which to support research of therapies for spinal cord injury. Finally, Madam President, distinguished delegates, we share the concerns of the Director General of the effect of the current economic crisis on the organization, its shortage on resources and overextension regarding its mandate. We therefore welcome the DG's reform agenda presented in her report to the World Health Assembly and believe it will strengthen the central role of WHO in global health governance. Iceland remains committed in contributing to the constructive efforts of WHO in improving global health. Thank you.